Bank.com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
I'm Sonny DiMarella.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is your favorite knockout, Tara.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
This is WWE Superstar, The Miz.
The greatest man that ever lived, always liked a good rack, and you're listening to the greatest rack.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Coming down the aisle will be the former champion, and you'll hear his music.
Did someone not get what they wanted? Oh, that's too bad.
Where is your savior? Surprise, surprise, he ain't here for you. But you know who is? I am. I am here for you just like I have been every day since I have been around.
With your host,
yeah, kitty, 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 yeah, kitty, kitty.
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
All you have to do is believe.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Come with me now. Come with me now.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. That's right, it's Thursday. We're back, and we are brought to you, as always, by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward, and joining me, as always, is my ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
I am here, and we should also mention people go to Indiegogo.com/project/wounded-film. A few hours left. Donate to the film Wounded.
Yes. Donate to this wonderful project by Matt Goldberg. It's going to be amazing. It stars the one, the only Elijah Burke. And if you missed our interview with him last week, please go check it out at RackRadioShow.com.
What a night we got tonight.
We're not going to go 3 hours! That's right, folks. It's not going to be a marathon show. We have a little bit of news. We have NXT and SmackDown. And, well, we are going to be talking all about Extreme Rules tonight, where we will once again challenge the Magic 8-Ball to see who is more right, man or plastic.
And it usually comes out close to even.
Which is really sad.
But one day we will destroy it completely. We
want to. That inept at picking wrestling, we can't beat a plastic 8-ball.
But we promise you, it will. We will give it our best shot. Down with the Magic 8-ball.
Do you have the Magic 8-ball handy?
I can pull it up really, really quickly.
Get the Magic 8-ball. I have a question for it before we start.
Okay, what is your question?
Will Bray and Ryback not suck? Like, completely suck?
My sources say no.
Damn it! See? Even the 8-ball knows this is a bad idea! WWE Creative, if you're in the sound of my voice, for the love of God, don't do Bray Wyatt and Ryback. Please! Don't do it! It's gonna be a mountain of suck! Just don't!
Yeah, no. By the way, we should give people a fair warning. Tweet of the Week is going to be epic tonight.
Yeah, his is. I have like one.
Oh, just you wait.
It's going to be Timmy-tastic.
Timmy-tastic. Because all he does is win.
All he does is win. He has his own pretzel. This is going to be so awesome that he signs.
He signed. He's official.
Oh, he signed? When did he sign?
Monday.
Oh, where the hell was I?
You saw the picture.
Oh, is that what you sent me?
Yeah. He signed. It was official.
I thought it was just they were celebrating he might sign with a pretzel.
No. He officially signed, then they made the pretzel. Or at the same time, I don't know. They sent a whole box of pretzels to them. And it's been all over TV. Anyway.
So, have they renamed the Philly yet? Is it a Timmy sub?
We haven't gotten that far yet.
It's gonna happen, y'all. I'm gonna get this lamented wail from Philly where they renamed the Philly cheesesteaks the Timmy cheesesteaks. And they become blessed. Because they are related to Tim Tebow.
Well, you know, they took the Eagles off, you know, out of Philadelphia, you know, in week 3 of the NFL football season because God is showing up. Or no, well, the Pope. The Pope is showing up.
Well, we'll see, you know, if the Eagles make it for that far because the first game of least of Monday Night Football is Eagles-Falcons.
Followed by Eagles-Cowboys.
Is that Thursday? Please tell me that's a Thursday night game.
No, that's a Sunday night, a Sunday afternoon game.
Damn it. But the smack talk for cards will be epic.
It will, and you know, we're gonna have a lot of fire between me and Lindsay, cause Eagles Falcons, first week, it's going down.
So prepare for that Raw post show to be Raw, football, and just general smack talk.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it's gonna be. And starting tomorrow, for the weekend, Phillies Braves.
Oh, is it that time already?
It is that time already, as the Phillies suck.
Are they playing in Philly or are they playing in Atlanta?
I believe they're playing in Philly.
I was going to say, if they're playing in Atlanta, Saturday's going to be awkward because it's going to get rained out. It's supposed to, like, rain all day Saturday. But here's hoping another tree falls on my car.
But yeah, this weekend we go head-to-head and start. Be ready. We're going to be,
yes.
We're going to be trash-talking each other for a while now.
It's going to be so much fun. It's that time of year, y'all. Sports!
Sports is in full effect. And go, other team, go against the Flames. Because the Flames are playing right now.
Okay. Sports!
Sports. The NHL playoffs. Tim Stein is somewhere in his home going, go Flames, go.
Does he have pom-poms? And face paint? Does he wear a little skirt and do a little dance?
No, we can, you, but you can ask him. We can ask him.
You know, I just don't want to know because that's giving me a mental image I just really didn't need to see, so.
Anyway.
Because I see stuff hanging out and flying everywhere and it's just not pretty.
Anyway.
Welcome to the Rack, y'all, where we sit here and talk nonsense because, you know, why not?
Because why not?
So, since we've, you know, BS enough, I say we jump right into the news brought to you by our friends over at pwmania.com because that's a great transition. And TNAsylum.com, the haven for TNA fans. Well, we have to talk about one of the biggest stories of the week first, obviously, which is that there's a rumor, it has not been confirmed, at least before last night, that when we prepped this, and I was half asleep when we did it, so I'm probably wrong, but that the curb stomp has been banned by WWE, and that is the reason why Seth Rollins is using a new finisher.
Okay, it's officially not banned.
Oh, thank God. I'm not wrong.
Officially not banned. Will he ever use it again? Probably not. They use specific words in describing what's going on. They've given him a new finisher, which sort of like the Dirty Deeds, but not the Dirty Deeds, but look awfully like the Dirty Deeds on Monday Night. And they could probably be trying out to give him other finishers, but that's besides the point.
Yeah.
But I'm using air quotes, you can't see this, banned the curb stomp because they're afraid of it sending a bad message, I think, or that they're dealing with concussion, or I don't know.
Yeah, it's really unclear why the move got banned, or quote-unquote banned, because it's not official, but... It's very interesting that WWE spent the last 2 years building that move up to yank it. There's a lot of speculation right now that the reason why the move got pulled was due to the fact of the concussion lawsuits that are hitting WWE right now. So they're trying to clean up their act, as it were.
The main reason is sort of like they don't want to keep showing the footage of him stomping someone's head into the mat repeatedly.
Yeah.
But because he's now the face of the company as the WWE champion, even though he's been doing it for 2 years, and the biggest highlight for coming out, the two highlights coming out of WrestleMania, one that, you know, hey, he goes for the curb stomp, it gets pushed all the way up in the air, gets RKO'd, and number two, on SportsCenter, curb stomp Roman, curb stomp Brock, new champion, all over social media, you know, ESPN and everything like that he was doing the curb stomp. From a corporate standpoint, I get it. I get why they banned the curb stomp, sort of. I get the reason why, but it's like, do we really have to ban it? Because it's a safe move when done right, and I haven't heard any complaints that he's done it wrong. Have you?
I haven't heard any complaints, and I haven't seen any. I understand it, but this, I have a feeling this is going to have a trickle-down effect because Rollins isn't the only one that has a finishing move like that. I'm just kind of curious if this will also affect stars like Finn Balor in NXT, who he does a stomp for his finisher.
He does the double stomp for landing on someone's, chest, which actually is more dangerous than how Seth Rollins does it, because he's sort of planting the guy, and this you're just landing straight down on the guy, and you could totally, like, he could get hurt. Or the guy who taking the, just laying there could get hurt, because it's not a safe move. It is a safe move, but it's not.
It is and it isn't, and you have to know how to do it right, and you have to be able to execute it right every time, because one botch on that, and somebody could get very seriously injured. So, and the same thing goes true for the curb stomp, where if you know how to do it, and you execute it properly, and you know how to take it, and you execute that properly, everybody's fine. But one screw up, and somebody could get hurt. So, but that's, you know, but that's any wrestling move. You have to understand how to execute it. Just some are more risky than others. So I see their reasoning behind it, but it's just a little odd with the timing. And it's kind of something you could phase it out.
And that's, I guess, how they've done it, because they're not publicly acknowledging that it's gone. It's just
and I don't,
gone.
I don't think it's fully gone. I think once this all dies down with the concussions, it may come back.
I don't think so. I think it's...
No.
I mean, eventually it could. It may be one of those moves you pull out, like, in a rare occasion, like the punt.
Right.
But as far as his everyday finisher goes...
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not saying that. It's like, you know, he's in the middle of the match, he's done everything he can think to do, and there's only one more thing he has left in his arsenal, and that's the curb stomp, and everybody pops for it. You know, it's just, it's kind of one of those moves that we don't get to see very much anymore, that once you, when you see it, it has that nostalgia factor to it, where it's like, oh yeah, that's, you know, that's really devastating, and you don't have people kick out of it.
And you don't have people kick out of it. And the other part of it was that they wanted it to be him have a move that he can do at any time and on anyone.
Oh god, he's gonna kill Jon Stewart.
So it's like...
Run, Jon! Run! He's coming for ya!
Well, If it did it to Jon Stewart, I think it would be easy for Jon Stewart to take, because you just go flat straight down. But it's like, I don't know, like, he didn't have a problem doing it to Brock. Don't think he would have a problem doing it to Big Show.
No, I don't think he'd have a problem doing it to anyone. It's just, again, it's, I don't think it's as impactful as the curb stomp. Because it's really almost like Ambrose's finisher. So it's like, is Ambrose gonna have to find a new finisher now because Seth stole his?
Maybe, I don't know. I really am very unsure. It's just sort of something like, I get the logic, I get the reasoning, I just don't understand why now. He's been the focus of your show. he's been the focus of the show as we're derailing each other at all time. And now, because he has the strap, it's gone. When that was the move, built up going,
yeah, that's
into
the move that
show,
took out Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns. I mean, you know, it's like,
you've been building this move up, it's taken out this people, and it's like, it took out Randy Orton and put him out forever. Like, that was replayed forever and ever. It's like, you had him curb stomping someone on concrete bricks, and now he's the champion, you can't use the move.
Yeah, it's an interesting story, and we're going to keep an eye on it if it develops into anything, which I don't think it is,
it's just going to be one of those things that sort of just fade away.
Yeah, but very, very, very interesting. And, well, something that isn't going to fade away, at least from recent memory, is that, well, Triple H made the announcement officially this week on the network that Tough Enough will be returning, and it is going to be on USA.
Which we covered last week on the show, or 2 weeks ago on the show. I don't know. I don't remember at this point, because we've had the same news. We had a lot of news and just sort of all... ran together. But no, I received the following email. Are you ready for this?
Broom, broom. He's received an email.
Beginning today, or beginning on April 20th, WWE invites anyone from around the world who believes they have what it takes to be the next WWE superstar or diva to submit a video at WWETouchEnough.com to be considered for the upcoming reality competition series. WWE Tough Enough, the series premieres on Tuesday, January January, June 23rd at 8, 7 Central on USA Network, and in a reimagined format with live elements. There will be one winner, or there will be two winners out of the 10 men and 5 women. One diva and one superstar will be crowned at the end, and each will earn a WWE contract.
Okay, this is where I have a problem, because I'm going to rant on this a little bit. I find it incredibly irritating that they're doing 5 women, and only 5. They're doing 10 guys and 5 women, so they're doing a cast of 15, which, fine, okay, you want to do a cast of 15, whatever. But I just find that really irritating that they're not giving the girls an equal number. Because it's like, you can narrow down the girls really, really quickly, whereas the guys, you can't. Unless every guy they cast sucks, except for 2. So it's just, I would like to see it be a more even cast of, you know, you either, you do 5 and 5, or you do 10 and 10, or, you know, whatever, 8 and 8. Where it's just, it's an even number of people, and you have an even number of chances.
Okay.
Because you know what's going to happen. The girls are going to get cut first.
No, not necessarily. Actually, no, the girls wouldn't be cut first, because they would keep the girls around a little longer because there's less of them. Because if that, if you remember back to the original Tough Enough, that's sort of like, they cut a couple guys first, even though a couple girls quit. A couple guys were the first.
No. At least in the last iteration, Cameron got cut first. Remember?
Going back to, because her favorite match was, you know, anyway. Going back to the original Tough Enough, the first episode, first season.
I don't remember that. I've drank since then.
I've watched it on the network since then. Go to WWENetwork.com. They cut, a couple of girls quit, but they were cutting guys first. Because it just sort of, the girl, you keep around more of the girls. You may lose one early, but you keep around 4 so they have people to work with. That makes sense. The girls will have a more of an opportunity to last longer because if you cut them early, then there's no real drama. So the girls would actually have more of an opportunity to stick around than the guys.
I hope so, and I actually hope that they don't do what they did the last time with the girls, which is send them out to party with the divas. You know, it's, how about you actually have some of the girls come in and teach them how to wrestle?
Right.
You know, I'm all for Naomi and Natalya and Alicia Fox and...
You know what? Natty would be perfect for this show.
Natty really would be perfect for this show. I would love to see Natty come in and...
Let her be a trainer.
Train people.
Let her be the trainer on Tough Enough.
Is that the third Scott brother? Dude, they got good genetics in that family.
What are you watching now?
I just saw a commercial for Brother vs. Brother on HGTV.
Ah,
all
right.
Because that's all I watch is wrestling in HGTV. But anyway, Natty really would be perfect.
Right. She would. She really would.
And I would love to see her go in and use her knowledge and experience to help, you know, kind of guide the girls through. You know, another one that would be good, unfortunately she left, would be AJ. I'm still rooting for Sarah Del Rey.
Yeah. So.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
But yeah. So, if you want to be a professional wrestler, send your videos to www.toughenough.com. And if you do send them, and if you do make it, we will give you a shout on the show. We will vote for you. We will do whatever. Just let us know. Because, damn it, we want to put somebody over.
Because that's what we're all about.
We'll send you a t-shirt to wear and everything. Right?
Totally. No, seriously, we'll figure out a way.
We will figure out a way. Self-promotion.
We're all about it.
We are totally all about it.
RackRadioShow.com.
And speaking of awkward self-promotion, WWE announced that they are having another version of 2K15 coming out for the PC. Yay, they heard my prayers.
Yeah, it's coming out for the PC. Right.
In January.
In June? It's not January. We're confusing months already.
Is it coming out in June or is it coming out in 2016?
No, it's WWE 2K15, so it would be coming out this spring. So it's coming out this year at some point. Next couple months.
Ooh, even better.
Right?
I thought it was next year.
No. It's this spring.
Alright.
So, alright. By the way, you can interact with us at all times. You can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio. You can Facebook us. You can tweet, give us a shout out on Tumblr. We'll read any of your comments. Or you can come to wildtalkradio.com and join us in the lovely chat room.
Yes. Yes, come join us. Come join the madness. Come speak with us. We don't bite. Really, we don't.
True.
Much. Hard.
Can you tell we're just totally off track tonight?
I'm I'm just in one of those really weird moods. It was a stressful day at work, so, you know, I'm just being quirky little me. And just...
I know, but I'm just, it's a good thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. We're just, we don't have a lot to talk about in this
tangents.
Segment. We're very tangenty tonight.
And I'm sober, so think about that one. Completely straight up sober right now.
Anyway, tangent us into another topic.
Tangent us into another topic. Speaking of announcements for WWE, it is official. NXT is going on the road, y'all. Whoop, whoop. They are going to Pennsylvania, New York, and Ohio in May and June. So if you're in those areas, rock.
It's an hour away.
It's in Philly.
It's an hour away, actually.
Dude, go.
We'll see. I have to talk to some people.
Go.
I have to talk to people, legit. I have to talk to people.
Well, talk to people and go. If you don't go, I'm going to be very disappointed in you.
The tour begins on Thursday, May 14th, when NXT takes over Philadelphia's Tower Theater, which is actually Upper Darby, and continues Saturday, May 16th, at Albany's West Avenue Armory. NXT will make its debut in the Steel City of Pittsburgh on Tuesday, June 11th, at Stage AE, before returning to the Buckeye State on Friday, June 12th, at Cleveland's Agora Theater, and Saturday, June 13th at the LC Pavilion in Columbus. You can go to www.com for more ticket information. I believe everything goes on sale. Or go to nxttickets.com and they'll be available starting on May 1st.
Yes. Very exciting news for NXT. Really cool. So if you have the chance to go, go, because you don't know if they're going to come back. They probably will. But this is definitely a test run to see if they want to take NXT on the road. And they're doing very select dates and very select cities. So, if you have the chance, go check it out. Go cheer for your favorite NXT stars. Because you never know when you'll see them up on the main roster.
Exactly.
So, I'm excited for them.
That's really cool that they're already starting to go on the road. I believe all the NXT talents are very excited, too, because they get to go out of Florida. Because they announced some Florida dates, but they've announced some East Coast dates as well.
Yeah. That's got to be really cool for them to be able to go out and experience different crowds because they all come from different backgrounds. So some of the guys and girls may not have had that experience of being in front of crowds outside of the NXT arena. So for them, that's got to be pretty neat.
Oh, without a question.
And getting to go to different crowds, you know, if they were on the indies and maybe didn't get to go to certain cities, you get to experience that crowd as well. So... just another step in getting them ready for the main roster, which definitely helps.
Right.
Because then they get to kind of do a more hectic travel schedule. They're in front of different crowds every night. And it just helps get their feet a little bit wetter.
This is true. And now, speaking of going out on the road.
Oh.
Global Force Wrestling has announced a tour.
Ooh.
The MILB Grand Slam Tour. Will feature stops from Florida to California and several points in between. They're going to minor league stadiums. They're doing, like, the baseball event.
Hey!
The first event will be June 12th at the ballpark at Jackson in Jackson, Tennessee. There's a whole list of dates on Global Force's website. So that's pretty cool. They're going to go through Tennessee, Richmond, Virginia, Iowa, Knoxville. Pretty cool. Go to globalforcewrestling.com for more dates. There's a whole video that tells you all the shows. So that's pretty cool. A couple of them will be TV tapings, I think. Or there's a couple TV tapings set in there as well. So that's pretty cool.
Sorry. It should be really cool. I'm actually, if they're...
within striking distance?
If they're within striking distance, I may go. If they're going to go to Knoxville, that's not too far for me. So I may drive up there and check them out.
I think they're going to come close to you somewhere. So we'll have to figure it out.
Closer than Knoxville?
Maybe.
If they actually come to Atlanta, I would go. Just to see it, just to check it out. Because it's like, hey, why not? Wrestling is wrestling.
Talent will be announced here in the coming weeks. Who will be a part of these shows.
That's what I'm curious about.
So, all we know is they have money. So, we'll see.
They do have money, so we'll see who they sign and who they don't sign. And speaking of signings, we may have news on a certain... Samoan signing with WWE, but it's not official yet.
It's not official yet. He's apparently backstage at an event taping tonight.
Hmm. So.
Speaking of money, we like to promote things. That's what we're all about here on this show.
Yes.
The folks over at Pod Swoggle, they're hosting an event called Pod Slam 2015. It's a marathon for Connor's Cure. They're raising money for the charity. It'll be taking place at the Bughouse Theater in Chicago, Illinois. All proceeds for this podcast-a-thon will benefit Connor's Cure. You can follow them on Twitter, PodSlam15, for more information.
Yes, go check them out. Go donate. It's for a very, very, very good cause.
Yeah, they're going to be doing a live podcast in the theater, which is pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
So congratulations to them.
Yes. And, well, on that note, I say we take our first break of the evening.
Sounds like a good idea.
All right, so when we come back, we're going to be talking all about last night's exciting NXT. We'll let you know what happened with that. And later on the show, we're going to be talking all about Extreme Rules, so you don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back. So we can move a little faster. I'll make it real. I'm not a glorious disaster. While Paul Living says you gotta die, I plan on burning through another night long. One more for measure, that's 10 for the soul. They never sleep, so are you ready?
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
As my client Brock Lesnar said, Suplex City, bitch.
From the big returns.
So this is what it feels like to kick off Monday Night Raw.
To the shocking moment.
You will get your rematch. Put that man down. Your actions have consequences. And you know what? You're out of here. You're suspended. You know what? You're suspended indefinitely. Get out of my building now. Now get out.
And the moments that leave you speechless.
Snoop Mania, huh? Snoop Mania? Nah, Snoop Dizzle. It's called Axel Mania. And it's not a West Coast thing. It's not an East Coast thing. It's a worldwide thing. And I'm not going to sit back and listen to you talk about Snoop Mania when Axel Mania is running wild in Los Angeles! Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Axel Mania is here to stay.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
up on my close-up, baby. Yeah. Yo, here we go.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your Pope Elijah Burt. Please understand that you listen to one of the coolest, one of the best, one of the baddest radio stations in all of America, Wild Talk Radio.
Let's go! Spin out!
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And now we're going to talk all about last night's exciting NXT.
I started to talk and I forgot. Oh, hey, I had to mute it.
I was going to say, wait, am I on mute? Did nobody just hear that?
I was like, I started talking and I didn't hear myself in my headset. I was like, wait, I forgot to hit on mute. Professionalism right here on the show. No.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time on the show that's happened.
Or the last. So, NXT was pretty cool last night. Really hot ending we'll get to. Opening contest, Finn Balor took on Ty Dillinger. This was a solid match. Just a real showcase for Balor. He hit his moves, the Pele, the Sling Blade, the drop kick into the corner, and the double stomp to put away Dillinger again. A real showcase of Finn Balor.
Yes. Very nice.
I mean, that's really basically what that boiled down to. And then, well, Finn Balor, well, someone was keeping an eye on Mr. Balor. And that would be Mr. Breeze.
Yes.
Bravo, Finn. Everyone's so impressed with Finn Balor. Everyone loves Finn Balor. Well, you know who doesn't? Me. Because you waltz in here, and let me assure you, you are nothing more than a flavor of the month. I think it's about time that you meet someone who's been dominating NXT. Prince Pretty. See you around, Finn.
Interesting. I wouldn't mind seeing these two fight.
I'd be okay with that. Not gonna lie. You know, I'm honestly okay with Finn Balor fighting anyone, but that's just me.
Well, there are certain exceptions to that.
There are certain exceptions, yes. But for the most part,
Finn Balor really can't do any wrong. And matter of fact, neither can Tyler Breeze at this point. He's pretty cool. He's pretty good right now.
He is.
We then heard from the newest NXT diva.
Dana, congratulations on a successful debut last week.
Aw, tell us, Devin. What you saw last week was not a debut. It was the birth. No. The rebirth of the NXT women's division. Now you see, it is molded in the shape of the most beautiful, the most defiant, and definitely the strongest diva, Dana Brooke. Now this is Dana's playground, and playtime is over.
Huh. Interesting promo.
Not sure I care for her voice.
Like, they gave her decent material. Like, I can see what they're going for.
It kind of reminds me of Beth Phoenix.
A little bit. She sort of has the look of Beth Phoenix, yeah. Now that you mention it, now that is exactly what I sort of see from her.
Yeah.
But it's like, playtime is over. It didn't strike me as a real hard-hitting one.
No.
But again, developmental. She's just starting out. We're working on it.
We'll just have to see how she goes.
Someone who doesn't have a problem cutting a promo, and that's the champ, Kevin Owens.
Kevin, tonight you face Alex Riley. What are your thoughts heading into the match?
Are you cold? I feel like dry.
Maybe a little.
What is the question?
Tonight you face Alex Riley. Oh, what are your thoughts heading into the match?
You know what? I'm going to give Alex Riley credit, and I don't do that very much. A few weeks ago, he gave me a pretty good fight. You were there? Were you there? I don't remember.
I mean, I saw it.
You saw it. Good fight. But I won. Yes? Say it.
Yes, you won.
Thank you. Tonight's going to be the exact same thing. Because I'm better than him. That's why I have this. He's never had this. Never will. So hopefully after tonight, he gets a clue. Finds a nice chair, table, some headsets, and Just leaving me alone. Anything else? I'm gonna go get a coat.
I just like the end of a promo. I'm just gonna get a coat. Just gonna get a coat, that's all.
Coke.
No, he said coat. He was cold.
Oh.
Yeah, coat, not coke.
I thought he said coke.
No, he said, I swear he said coke because it would have played into I was cold. I felt the draft. That's what I took from it. Either way, it was awesome.
It was awesome. It was very well done.
Now we got to talk about match of the night. The number one contenders match, Charlotte, Bayley, and Becky Lynch.
Oh my god. I need more of this in my life.
Like, this match was creative. Like, seriously creative. This was a great match. Early on, Charlotte and Bayley took turns working over Becky Lynch, which was very nice. It's like, hey, we're just going to beat you up because we don't like you. Then they turned attention to one another. Becky got back involved, had a really nice suplex on Charlotte. That was impressive. It was like a really nice throw.
Mm-hmm.
Becky Lynch spent some time working over the injured leg of Bayley. Nice to going back to, like, things actually matter. It's like, Bayley's had an injured knee, so let's work on it again. Bayley made her comeback, but got trapped in a submission by Becky Lynch before Charlotte came in and hit the natural selection for a long two count. Bayley broke it up. Bayley was on the top rope, and here was the spot of the night. Well, one of the spots of the night. So Charlotte came up from behind on Becky, who was trying to superplex Bayley. And then she got her up in a powerbomb position. Bayley hits a spinning flying elbow off the top rope. Charlotte hits the powerbomb. That was a great spot.
That was a great spot.
Like, legit, that was awesome. Charlotte eventually then locked the figure four on Bayley. Bayley got to the rope. Charlotte put it on back on. This time, went to the figure eight. And holy crap, when she bridges, oh, man.
Yeah.
She can just, like, you look, you know Bray's bridge. This is downright impressive, too. She just bends so far back. She's so flexible. It's kind of scary.
It is scary, but it's awesome.
And then the creative finish. Becky Lynch crawls on top of Bayley, who's trapped in the figure eight, and picks up the win.
That was well done. So your new number one contender for Sasha Banks' title, Becky Lynch. Team Bay is going at it.
I thought they did a great job. Charlotte was furious, but I thought they did a great job.
It was wonderful. I need more of this in my life. Like, on the main roster. Because they got time. It was just...
And I'll continue to say it. The women in NXT, they may not always have the best match, but they're always competing. You always feel like these matches matter. That they're trying to... They're all competition, and they're all fighting for something.
Well, the nice thing about the women in NXT is they're treated as equal to the men. They're not looked at as eye candy. When the announcers talk about them, they don't necessarily talk about them as eye candy. They're taken as serious competitors, and their matches are taken seriously. And they let the girls wrestle. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not a threat to the guys that the girls can out-wrestle some of the guys.
No.
And that's really amazing. Mm-hmm. Whereas on the main roster, the girls are getting to wrestle more, but they're still kind of sort of limited on time and sort of held back. Whereas in NXT, you really get to see what they can do, and it's really kind of awesome.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
So, like I keep saying, I need more of this in my life. Like, just let the girls keep wrestling, because they're awesome.
Pretty much, yeah.
Just, yeah.
And from the looks of it, we're getting a lot of women's wrestling here in the next few weeks.
Yes! Makes me so happy. Like, just to see the representation of serious female wrestlers on any WWE product, and this isn't a shot at the main roster divas, but the fact that the girls are taken so seriously down in NXT makes me so happy. Because after years of sitting through, you know, all the shit that I had to sit through with what they did with the girls, where they basically reduced them down to just eye candy, it's so nice to see them go completely in the opposite direction.
Right.
And it's like, hey, those are women, and this is not a shot, but it's like, hey, those are women I can look up to. Those are women I can identify with. Those are women I can respect.
Right. As I'm watching Extreme Rules 2013 and AJ and Caitlyn are brawling backstage.
Yes.
Always fun times. Always fun times. Even though Watching Mark Henry and Sheamus in the strap match, try and touch corners was kind of awful. Anyway.
Hey, it's a preview for Sunday.
That's exactly why I'm doing my work. Doing my preview, my studies right before we do preview here coming up in a few minutes.
Yes, but to let you study, I say we take our first break of the evening.
We're not done with the show.
Oh, we're not?
No.
Oh. Damn.
There's still more NXT to go.
There's still more NXT?
Including Mr. Manpanties.
Wait, I thought last week was his last appearance. Is it this week?
I think it was this week.
Oh, no more Mr. Manpanties.
He took on Hideo Itami, and again, this was a showcase for Hideo Itami.
Hey, keep showcasing Hideo.
Pretty much. Hideo picked up the win with a shotgun kick. Simple and effective. Then we heard from Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks.
Number one contender, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, Becky.
Thanks.
But if you think for one second that you even have a chance at winning this.
Have a chance? Sasha, I don't know how to tell you this, but silver's not really your color. It looks disgusting on you. It's going to look a whole lot better
disgusting.
On my waist.
Please. Yeah. I made you, Becky. Don't forget.
You did not make me. I made me. Sasha, I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
A big deal?
Yeah, big deal.
And I'm the NXT Women's Champion. That's a big deal. And you're going to recognize real quick who the boss is around here.
Save it for the ring, Bosco.
This is going to be fun. I can feel it.
Okay. Did she say Bosco or Boss Girl?
I think she said Boss Girl.
Okay.
But I almost like that it's Bosco.
So, Rhino Gordon, dude.
Yeah. Winner. Winner, winner. Chicken dinner.
Then, well, stuff's happened.
Carmella, every time I look into your eyes, I see my destiny.
Yo, Mello.
How?
Yeah. Mello. What is that, a flock of geese? Yeah, they're destined for some chin checking. You smell that? Smell halitosis in the air. I don't know how you're standing here.
Yeah, see you later, you two Sinatras.
Don't ever put them in the same breath as Sinatra. You smell the breath that's lingering
in
the air.
You're right, Enzo, you're right. My apologies, I did not mean to put them in the same breath as Frank Sinatra.
Damn right.
My fault.
What are you doing?
What? You're wearing jewelry that they give you, huh?
Yeah. Cracker Jack piece of crap?
It's teacher nice. Gave you some gifts, you're just flaunting it, you're wearing that?
You get that out of a cereal box?
No, it's nice.
It's crap. That's fugazi.
You have your bracelet enough. You never
that's
got
garbage
me.
Garbage right there. Garbage. Garbage.
That's because I want to give you garbage.
Nice.
How many times can I say garbage? Garbage, garbage.
Oh, garbage.
Guys, seriously, it's nice.
No, that is not
no,
nice.
No, it's not nice. They got it in the middle of the mall.
I didn't get you
a
bag.
Why would I get you a gift? I got you a job.
Oh, my God. Just go get the woman some jewelry.
Pretty much. All right, main event time. Alex Riley, Kevin Owens. Where's the rage, Mr. Riley? You say you're full of rage.
It's a quiet rage.
I guess. Riley hit a dropkick early. Owens bailed out, took the pace back of the match. Riley tried to hit him with the baseball slide, but Owens suckered him in and laid him out on the outside. After the break, Riley fired back up, but Owens took him down with some kicks and a nice running senton. Riley made another comeback with a running elbow and a swinging neckbreaker, but then he tried to go to the top rope, and well, doesn't really work. Owens hits a big clothesline, followed by the cannonball in the corner, and then the pop-up powerbomb for the win. Before we continue on, what amazing happened afterwards? To me, Alex Riley looks like a 40-year-old man with his, you know, his facial hair and everything, or lack of facial hair, whatever you want to do it, his scruff. He looks like a 40-year-old man in the face with a 22-year-old's body.
Yeah, he's aged.
Pretty fast.
Yeah.
Like, he used to be this old, this baby face, and now he just, you know, he really looks old. And it just seems off. You look at his face, he looks old, and then you look at his body, he's like, trying to be a guy in shape. Anyway, hopefully that's the end of Silent Rage. Anyway, after the match, Kevin Owens dumped Riley onto the outside. Fake like he was going to leave, but goes back, goes to hit another powerbomb. Sami Zayn makes a save, and, well, those two hate each other, so they brawl. Referees try to break it up, but they were having a hard time. We had wrestlers come out from the back, trying to break them up, so they finally did. They have all broken up. Sami's in the ring, and they went, you know, I see all these people, so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to the top rope. I'm going to do a senton from the top turnbuckle down onto everybody, and that was amazing, because he got some height.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
And he landed on what? How many people? Like 10?
At least.
And then
there were plenty of people there to catch him.
Plenty of people there to catch him, and then Kevin Owens backed away, and that was a great way to end the show.
Yeah, that was a nice way to end the show.
looking forward for more between Sammy and Kevin.
It appears we may have a match with the two of them soon. Maybe in a month.
Maybe.
But that's the NXT report.
Okay, so now we're going to take our second and final break of the evening, and when we come back, we're going to be doing Tweet of the Week, and we're going to be talking about Extreme Rules. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
For the latest in all things TNA wrestling? Then look no further than TNAsylum.com. TNA Asylum keeps you up to date on all the happenings in TNA wrestling, along with featured columns, full coverage of TNA-related events, and a first look on the behind-the-scenes events of TNA that you can't find anywhere else. Log on right now to the haven for TNA fans, TNAsylum.com.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air? Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR wherever you are.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MVG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
The first award was crowd participation. Your choices were... Fandangoing, yes, let's go Cena, Cena sucks, and what's up? Sub, what's your pick?
I think I picked Cena sucks.
No, you didn't.
What was this? Gonna be great.
Great. I love these picks.
Sub, you picked yes, yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, Daniel O'Brien, of course.
Yeah!
why did I hear that? You didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that was the one that won. Got that right.
Holy shit.
But because you changed your pick.
No, I didn't hear the option of Daniel Bryan yet, just yet. The guy's magical. He's a magical little guy.
The LOL moment of the year. Your choices were the Great Khali and Jinder Mahal try to snake charm Santino's Cobra.
You know, when you say it like that, that sounds so wrong.
I know. So
I'm going to say I went with the first one where they try to change King the Cobra.
No, no, you didn't.
What did he say?
He said he picked the Snake Charmer. No.
Ah!
No.
Well, see, that's what I figured I would go with.
That's what Rob picked. You picked Titus O'Neil throwing up. You were wrong. It was the Rock concert.
Jesus, I was way off there.
Insult of the year. Sub.
Fuck, I have no idea what I went with. I'm going to go with the Big Show and Stephanie.
Congratulations, you picked the winning one. Today.
Yeah.
Today.
Can I trade in the ones when I, like, get a roll of them? Can I trade two of them in for a win?
Diva of the year.
I'll go with the Funkadactyl chick. No, because I know it was AJ Lee. Do I want to win now?
Hold on.
Or do I stick to my gun?
So which one are you picking?
Funkadactyl.
All right, so you picked AJ last week. You picked the Funkadactyls this week. Ace and Crispy picked AJ. That's all wrong. Rob picked the Bella Twins, and the Bella Twins won the award.
Suck it, bitches.
When you calculate everyone's pick, CB Radio and WTR pick. Subway, you were 500th You were poor and poor. You did the best out of everybody.
Oh, my
dude.
God.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wait. I think my mind, I think my head just exploded. I'm done.
I'm seeing something disconnected from my brain. I ain't taking calls, so I came to kick ass tonight.
Tune in to CB Radio, Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And damn it, if WWE is going to keep using Fall Out Boy songs, they need to get Fall Out Boy to perform live. Just saying. Hint, hint. Wink, wink, Hunter. You know, get on that.
Get right on it.
But anyway, let's do Tweet of the Week.
To be the kind of person spending time on my space until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
So this first one is on behalf of Kane Kitten.
Because he can't do it himself. Anyway, continue.
Because he can't do it himself. Dave Damshek. Damshek. I bet at @infoles_9 is laughing so hard right now, he's barely able to swallow his toasted ravioli and Budweiser.
Eh? That was kind of weak.
Hey, he sent it. I read it.
Weak.
Kevin Owens.
Weak. Anyway, continue.
For the love of God, people, stop putting... Scott Dawson tweeted, for the love of God, people, stop putting over @sfulton_WWE. He's flooding my Twitter with retweets. To which Kevin Owens replies, disable retweets, buddy. Kevin Owens, my son and I are going to build a Lego Minecraft set for ages 8 and up. See you in 4 months. Bray Wyatt, don't let the mirrors tell you who you are. # down with the machine. @CM Punk.
I think I know which one you're using.
Uh-huh. That was my formula, sans the kicks. I'd never steal someone's finishing move. To which Hideo Itami replies, he is a real comedian, #GTS.
Well played, Hideo.
I love Hideo Hidami's Twitter. It's so awesome. He's so goddamn snarky. It's amazing.
It is. It really is kind of amazing.
Like, get that man on television now.
Alright. Well, he probably tweets better than he speaks. Anyway.
But it's still entertaining.
It is entertaining.
Research on Twitter. It's the best thing ever.
Is that all you got?
No. One more.
One more.
Alex Riley tweeted, my back has always been against the wall. That's how I prefer it. I appreciate the brutality of at fight Owens fight and regret nothing. To which Kevin Owens replies, loser, and I'm done.
All right. So these first couple tweets, they're not...
Before you start, what? Did you hit your cap?
Oh, I was nowhere near it.
Okay.
Like, I think I have 20-something.
Oh, okay.
Like, I think I usually have, what, 8 favorites, so I'm up to 35, so I'm about 27.
Oh my god.
It's not that many. Anyway, shut up.
He has a cap, y'all. There's a reason he has a cap.
And I didn't hit it. I wasn't even close. The baseball player Dan Heron tweeted the following. My Uber driver just farted. It smells so disgusting that I'm giving him 4 stars because I had a good day today. He's lucky. Mr. Ken Anderson. Say it ain't bro. Is this the end of Robbie Impact and Mr. Pectacular? Who gets custody of Zima Ion? Hashtag tag team gold. Which means it's the end of...
Hey, look, the horn's back.
I found the horn for the breakup of the bromance. And now, we're going to get into the section called Tim Tebow, section of the tweets. And before we do, I have to play something. Because, like I said, all he does is win.
This kid is a gamer. He's a baller. He's a playmaker. And a shot caller.
In case you didn't know,
I got Tebowed. He shattered the mold. And all he does is win. All he does is win games.
Listen.
I got Tebowed. He shattered the mold. And all he does is win. All he does is unleash.
Tell Tebow.
Let him go.
It's time.
Turn him loose.
Let him play. Let him play.
On Sunday.
Unleash.
Tell Tebow. Let him go.
It's time.
Turn him loose.
Let him play.
I'm going to church Sunday.
Run, pass, option. I think that's my game.
I guarantee you that.
I'm no Don Elway.
He's rewriting the book.
Week in and week out.
He's a unique
football player.
That's what Tim Tebow's all about.
He's a gamer. He's a baller. Playmaker. Shot caller. He's a gamer. He's a baller. Playmaker. Shot caller. Unleash
Tim Tebow. Let him go.
It's time.
Turn him loose.
Let him play. Let him play.
On Sunday.
And all he does is win. All he does is win.
One more day. One more win.
All he does is win game.
My ears have been befouled.
David Lagana, as the Eagles turn, the Tebow has landed. The QB situation in Philly is a reality show waiting to happen. Yes, it is. Darren Rovell, Jets fans in 2012, should I get a Tebow or a Sanchez jersey? Eagles fans in 2015, should I get a Tebow or a Sanchez jersey? The Not Sports Center, Eagles quarterback depth chart, Sam Bradford, number one, number two, reserve for Marcus Mariota, number three, Mark Sanchez, weak guest, 187, Donovan McNabb's fathead, and 188, Tim Tebow. Darren Revell, Chip Kelly is doing a great job of the 2008 Heisman, now he has winner Bradford and third place Tim Tebow. Colt McCoy next? Mike Freeman, there has never been a human being with more lives than Tim Tebow. Cats look at Tebow and go, damn. Pat Allen, Chick Kelly's fucks given meter, 0. Steve Levy, the NFL just ripped up the final draft of the 2015 schedule and is starting again from scratch. Hashtag Tebow, hashtag primetime. The Eagles have 5 primetime games, starting with the Atlanta Falcons on Monday Night Football. Robert Flores, I wonder who the Eagles will be playing in the Super Bowl. And no, person in chat room, this is not proof the Eagles need Jesus to even attempt to win. Not
true. I can't kittens.
The person typed it out twice. Anyway, Frank Caliendo. Kind of fitting the Eagles are announcing they are signing Tim Tebow on 420. Evan J. Kessler. Tim Tebow is signing with the Eagles. Rumor has it the Eagles will be trying out a new offense where their focus is on trick incompletions. Person named Lou. Tim Tebow and Pope Francis both coming to Philadelphia in 2015. Hashtag Tebow time. Fake Tim Tebow. In West Philadelphia, born and raised. On the playground is where I spent most of my days. That just made me laugh. By the way, have you heard of the Finn Balor Fresh Prince mashup?
No, I haven't.
All right, we'll get to that here in a second. John Gonzalez, can Tim Tebow play first base? Asking for a friend named Ruben, you know, the general manager of the Phillies. Joe Mason, Tim Tebow on signing in Philly. I wanted to sign with a team in a city that has the Pope coming. Fake Tim Tebow, adjust your clock, citizens of Philadelphia. It's Tebow time. Brian J. Haddad. Chip Kelly is the best thing for sports talk radio since that thing Alexander Graham Bell invented. Rich Eisen. Reminder, amidst the NBA and NHL playoffs and the MLB's top storylines, Chip Kelly always has dibs. Always. Not SportsCenter. Tonight on SportsCenter, LeBron highlights. LeBron interview on Tebow. Tim Tebow interview on LeBron. 10 greatest Tebow handoffs of all time. Chris McKendry. What happened? Vacation one weekend. It's 2012 again. See you for Tebow Center tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern. Dolph Ziggler. The biz has changed. Attitude Era guys may not like it, but it has and will continue. BRB getting ready for my Kiss Me Arse match. Adam Pierce. Note. I sadly cannot predict the future. However, I can tell you where to find it. At WWNXT. If you can predict the future, DM me.
Shameless plug.
Right?
I'm so proud.
Justin Henry. Cain leaves voicemails? That seems wrong. Imagine the devil's favorite demon FaceTiming. Hashtag raw. Talk Impact Radio. WWE probably shouldn't have called both Fandango songs. Fandango underscore theme dot MP3. Hashtag just raw. Like... hashtag iTunes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Three Man Booth. Reminder, if you enter Tough Enough, you too could be a WWE superstar, just like Zack Ryder. Three Man Booth. Kane's going to challenge Jimmy Mobile to a cell phone on a pole match at Extreme Rules. It'll be hilarious.
So basically, Kane will reach up and take down the cell phone with one hand while he's literally holding on to Jamie Noble's head with the other?
Yes. Yes. And Real Melina. Melina, watch some female wrestling as I had lunch at a posh little restaurant. I think people thought I was watching porn. Oh, that's kind of funny. And before we end Tweet of the Week, since Lindsay hasn't heard it yet,
Is it long?
We're going to play the first 10 seconds of it.
Okay.
Take a listen to this mashup.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute just sitting right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air.
That actually sounds pretty good together.
They sped up Balor's theme a little bit, but yeah, it works.
So that's Tweet of the Week.
That's pretty awesome. So, all right. Now we're going to jump into Extreme Rules,
By the way, if you want to enter our contest, go to facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork tomorrow, and the whole pick thing will be there to do your picks.
Yes, and you have till Sunday at 5 to get your picks in.
Yes.
This one's going to be an interesting one, which we will break down once we get to that one particular match. But I say we start with the pre-show match, which is The New Day taking on Cesaro and Kidd for the tag team titles.
I like Cesaro and Kidd as a team. I really, really like them as a tag team. Like, they're really starting to gel. They have momentum. Somewhat, and I wish they would do more with them because they're a really good team. They have the wrestling ability to be a great team. And then there's the New Day, or New Day sucks. I can see them putting the belts on New Day. I sort of can, but I don't want it. So I'm going Cesaro and Kidd because I don't want to see them change the belts, especially on the pre-show. Especially because they think, oh, because they're chanting New Day sucks, that New Day is over. That's my opinion, sort of. Like, I don't want to see that happen. I want to see Cesaro and Kidd continue the reign as champs. What about you? What do you think?
I'd have to agree. I'm going to say that, at least for right now, Cesaro and Kidd retain. I know they're trying to build New Day. I just don't see the momentum behind New Day. And I think they can put it on another tag team that has a little bit more going for them. I don't know who that is because everybody's kind of in the same boat, but... the belts can stay on Cesaro and Kidd and be fine and still be well represented. So yeah, I say they don't change them.
The Magic 8-Ball says, will the New Day win the tag team titles? As I see it, yes. So the Magic 8-Ball puts the belts on the New Day.
Well, we'll have to see.
What's next?
Well, I don't want to talk about that one yet, so I'm letting the slider decide.
Da-da-da-da.
And it went to the tag match. Okay, so we're going to forward the slider. All right. So, the one where the fangirls win, no matter which side you're on. The Kiss Me Arse match between Dolph Ziggler and Sheamus, where somebody's going to show their ass. Hallelujah. It's not a tuxedo match, but I will take it.
I'll let you do the scientific breakdown of this one.
Well, they're both pretty even in the back end department, so... oh, wait, you meant, like, actual match breakdown, okay.
No, I was gonna let you break down, you know, skin color that you're gonna see when one person's tights come down.
Well, Sheamus is just gonna be, like, lily white, and if Dolph has tan lines, I'm just gonna be, like, really upset. So because I just envision Dolph Ziggler tanning completely naked, and if that's not the case...
I was gonna say, does he tan naked?
It's Dolph. Of course he tans naked.
Or at least spray tans his ass naked?
Yeah, spray tans, probably. This one's...
The idea behind this one is Seamus is beating up the little guy, and they're calling Dolph Ziggler the little guy. Seamus is a bully. Be a star, man. Be a star. So
this one's hard because Seamus just came back. They're trying to build Seamus's momentum as a heel. So it doesn't make sense to have Seamus lose just yet. Because you're trying to build up Seamus. However, they've been pushing Dolph lately. So it doesn't really... I mean, I don't know.
It's too early to humiliate the bully. Seamus wins.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Seamus wins. He just came back with a new look. There's no reason to have him lay down for Dolph just yet. You can carry this through to at least Money in the Bank.
Payback.
Whatever.
Payback's next.
Oh, is Payback next?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's why I'm here.
He actually knows the pay-per-view order.
Because I'm on WWE.com and I just moved the scroll thing down.
So... They can go to Payback with this, and they can have Seamus be humiliated at Payback, or you can even take it to Money in the Bank and finish it there.
Or you have him beat up on other people. I think this feud with Dolph is done. I think he may move on to other people. I think who he's supposed to fight we'll talk about in a minute. I guess the Magic 8-Ball, will Dolph Ziggler kiss Seamus' ass, basically saying, well, Ziggler beat Seamus. Don't count on it. So, don't count on it means Dolph Ziggler wins. Seamus will be kissing ass. Or ass. So far we're against the Magic 8-Ball. So far, both things.
Shocker.
Right? What's next?
The match that everybody's so excited to see that we can't wait for it to happen. Roman Reigns versus The Big Show in a last man standing match. Oh, goody, goody gumdrops. I can't contain my joy.
Well, it could be worse.
I don't see how.
Feed me more. Feed. Anyway.
I already proclaimed that to be a mountain of suck when that happens, and it will be.
Roman Reigns wins.
Yeah.
I just like the idea that we're having this match, right? After Roman Reigns beat Big Show clean. Do we not remember this?
No, we don't.
But it did happen. So we're having this match for whatever reason. So Roman wins?
Because for whatever reason, they keep thinking Roman versus Big Show is a good idea. And this is not a rant against Roman Reigns. I'm just going to throw that out there right now. But I'm just like so done with this whole pairing. It's not a good pairing. They don't work nice together. It's just... Move Roman on to someone else on that roster. I'm sure you can find someone, Bray Wyatt, and just do something better than the Big Show.
So you're going Roman as well?
I'm going Roman. I say he beats Big Show and he moves on.
Well, the Big Show be the last man standing. The 8-Ball says my reply is no. So we're with the Magic 8-Ball. I think everyone wants the Big Show to go bye-bye.
It makes sense to have the Big Show go bye-bye. It makes the sense to have Roman win. You need to give him his win back after he got screwed at Mania. And you need to start building him strong again so that way you can point him at the title, potentially, at SummerSlam.
Since he just beat the champion tonight on SmackDown.
Yep.
There's your SmackDown recap, everyone.
Ding!
Oh, before we continue, we'll get to it in a minute. Anyway, continue. What's next?
Speaking of SmackDown... These two enemies faced each other, Luke Harper and Dean Ambrose, where they were on opposite sides in a tag team, and, well, Dean won with the help of Roman Reigns, so who's going to win Sunday in a Chicago street fight when Dean Ambrose takes on Luke Harper? I am super excited for these matches, because these two are going to fuck each other up.
This is one of the matches, I was thinking about this last night, this is one of the matches I'm really legitimately looking forward to on this show. Because it's one of those matches, like, holy crap. It's like the Bray Wyatt series. It's like the Bray Wyatt series, because I'm setting up audio. Can't you tell? That they just will beat the crap out of each other, and it's a street fight, so it means anything can legitimately happen between the two. This one's going to be good if given the right amount of time.
The thing is with these two is they know each other. They go way back with each other. So you know because of that, that they're going to do more with each other because there's a certain level of trust there between the two. This could be a potential show stealer if they get the time.
Now, before we pick the match, we learned history about Luke Harper.
We gotta get on the same page tonight so he doesn't, like, eat me or something out there.
Don't worry, boss. I know how to talk to Luke Harper. We're actually cousins.
Right.
Well, you see, Luke's sister's cousin married my Uncle Dave's mechanic. Don't worry. Where I come from, it just means we're family.
Luke has a sister. God help her. Can you imagine her trying to date and that opening the door?
You wanna date my daughter?
Sister.
Sister, you want to date my sister?
Dude, he'd just walk out with a shotgun. He wouldn't even say a word. He'd just stand there and glare.
I just have him picturing holding his vest out like he did, like I'm a team player. You want to date my sister?
Yeah, oh my god.
Because he's a team player.
He's a team player. Holla holla.
Where's the tag match? Anyway, I don't know about this one. I don't know who to pick. Like, part of me thinks, hey, Dean will get his pay-per-view win that everyone has been dying for since last year. The other part of me is like, I kind of want to see what happens if Luke Harper wins.
Again, this is something that can go to payback.
It could.
This is something that could go over all the way to Money in the Bank. I actually would love to see a full-blown feud between these two beyond what they're doing. I think they could do something really special together, given the history that they have with each other. I hate saying it, but I don't think Dean's going to win. I think it's going to be Luke.
I really want to pick Luke. I really, really, really want to pick Luke.
I don't...
I want to pick Luke. I really do, but I don't see it. I'm going Dean.
Differing.
I know. I really want to pick Luke, though. I really do. The Magic 8 Ball. Luke Harper beat Dean Ambrose? Outlook not so good.
So we'll have to see.
King Kins goes in chat room. Is the sister just a clean-shaven version of Luke Harper in a dress?
Could be.
I'll have to find out. Can't imagine Luke Harper clean shaven, by the way.
It looks really awkward.
I know, I've seen a couple pictures. It's very weird. It's been years.
Yeah, he's been growing that beard for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And up next we have Nikki Bella versus Naomi for the Divas Championship.
I don't know what to think about this one. Like, part of me thinks, oh, it's time to make a new champion. It's time to make a new champion. And since they've turned Naomi heel, it's like, perfect timing. Then again, it's WWE, so when they know it's perfect timing, they don't go to perfect timing. And they're going to keep it on Nikki. I'm going Naomi, just because there's more options with her as champion. And Nikki's had it a pretty long time.
Yeah, Nikki's had it for a while. She's not wrestling too much anymore, which is kind of interesting.
At least on TV.
At least on TV. I think you do have more options with Naomi. I think it is time to change the champion. Cause the thing is it's like, the Bellas are kind of sort of tweeners at this point. And with Naomi as a heel, that's gonna put Nikki as a face.
And it's sort of like, if she doesn't win the belt, it sort of kills whatever you just did.
Yeah, so it makes sense to have her win. There may be shenanigans. You may see Paige show up.
I doubt it.
But I say Naomi wins.
Yeah, I'm with you. Naomi wins. And the 8-Ball's with us, most likely Naomi wins. It's just, unless there's a disqualification and they can go right to a rematch, it would kill her momentum as a heel if she loses.
Yeah.
If she doesn't win the belt without it being a disqualification of some sort.
I agree.
What's next?
Up next, it's the Putin's no-no box match where we have the United States champion John Cena taking on Rusev in a Russian chain match. Rusev's going to get his win back.
No, he's not. John
Cena. Don't think?
John Cena's going to win this one.
Is it for the title?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Cena's winning.
It's for the U.S. title. Yeah. It's one of those things where it's like, okay, you had the two matches already. The first match was really good. Second match was just alright. Now they're limited by this chain. It's a way to protect Rusev where he's not going to be pinned again in this match because you got to touch all four corners. Those matches are very hit or miss. You can have a really good match or you can have a really awful match. This is going to be a lot of Rusev dragging around John Cena, a lot of him dragging around either way.
Yeah, and you're going to see Lana play a factor in this some way, maybe.
It's going to be a lot of him pulling around, and I don't think it'll be a great match. Cena retains.
Yeah, I'm with Rock. Cena retains.
A-Ball says no.
No. Okay. And before we talk about the main event, we need to talk about this match.
Maybe.
That may or may not happen pending Daniel Bryan's health, which is the Intercontinental Championship match, Daniel Bryan versus Bad News Barrett. This is an interesting situation.
He's going under diagnostic testing. Is the terms that are being thrown out there, which is true, he probably already did. Why are they still advertising this match is the biggest question of them all, because they all know what's happening. He's most likely not wrestling on Sunday.
Because there's still a sliver of a chance that he could, and if that's the case, they don't want to pull it off the show. But at the same time, it's like, they don't, I think part of it is they don't want to.
I don't think they even mentioned it on SmackDown.
I don't think they did either.
I went back and they were showing off all the graphics, and they showed most of the matches. They didn't show the women's match or one other match, but they didn't show the Intercontinental match. Showed all the other main matches.
Did they talk about it when Barrett was out there with Sheamus?
I don't remember. I have to go back and listen to it another day on Saturday probably to hear it for sure. But it's like, I don't see it happening. The report is he could be out 4 to 5 weeks with an injury. What injury, we don't know.
Yeah, it's the mystery injury. Nobody really knows what it is.
Is it a concussion? Are they not saying because he had a concussion and they didn't realize it and he was put in the ring and so they're just going to keep it hush-hush? Did his old injuries, you know, pop back up? No one knows for sure what's going on.
But he was pulled off the European tour. He was sent back to the United States. He's been undergoing diagnostic testing, and they pretty much know what's up right now. Everybody's just keeping it quiet. I think they're going to rest him. I don't think they're going to risk putting him in the ring injured. I'm going to say this one doesn't happen.
The Magic 8-Ball says, will Daniel Bryan wrestle at Extreme Rules? My reply is no. So the Magic 8-Ball doesn't think Daniel Bryan's wrestling at the pay-per-view. All right, we're going to do this a couple ways so Kane can take notes. If Daniel Bryan faces Wade Barrett for the Intercontinental title, who wins?
Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan. If the match doesn't happen, my gut tells me it's going to be Neville against Bad News Barrett, with Neville winning.
I'm down for that.
So, take those notes, Kinkin. Okay? Cool. We're cool with that. And so, will Neville beat Barrett, just so we have it clear? The A-Ball says no. Hopefully you caught all that. Okay. Main event time.
Main event time, Seth Rollins versus Randy Orton in a cage match where the RKO and the curb stomp is banned.
I don't know what to really say about this one. Like, this match will be good. Kane is the guardian of the gate, which is an interesting name, so he'll probably play a role in the finish.
It never ends well when you give Kane the keys to the cage.
No, I can see Noble and Mercury getting involved.
There's going to be massive shenanigans.
They're going to try to get in there, and Kane's going to stop him, Randy's going to stop him, and all that fun stuff. I have a feeling they'll be tossed out at some point during the match. Like, I really, 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 really wanted the ending to be something where Bray Wyatt shows up and screws Randy Orton. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to get my wish. But that would be my shot if I didn't know that Feed Me More was coming Bray Wyatt's way.
No. I have to go cry.
That said, this will be an alright main event. You can see that they're, the match at WrestleMania was pretty good. I hope they have something creative planned. But Seth Rollins is going to walk out as WWE Champion. It's too early to take the title away from him. Makes no sense to put it on Randy Orton. I could see a screwjob finish in some fashion, but I really don't. Seth Rollins wins. Simple as that.
Yeah, it's not time to take the title off of Seth Rollins. I say he keeps it. I mean, it makes no sense to take it off of Seth and put it on Randy. And I would say there are going to be massive shenanigans. They're kind of pointing at Kane to potentially turn. So that may occur. But yeah, I say Seth retains by the skin of his teeth.
Speaking of Kane and Seth Rollins, really quick, the opening segment on SmackDown was pretty entertaining, where he was basically having Seth lay down for him, and it's just like, nobody, I'm just kidding. Kane's a joker. He's a practical jokesman.
He is.
But yeah, Rollins retains, and Kane goes, Bray Wyatt versus Alex Riley at the next NXT TakeOver event. Just kidding. Would take that match over Ryback.
I would take that match over Ryback.
9 out of 10 days, I would take that match over Ryback. Just saying. So that's our Extreme Rules preview. Next week on the show, we'll break it all down for you right here on the rack.
We will, but I say we're done.
We are done for another evening live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. You can follow this show on Twitter at WTR_rack and Facebook.com/WTRack. Saturday night, midnight-ish, it is CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Follow the show on Twitter at CB Radio WTR, Facebook.com/cigarettebuttsandbandanas. The countdown is on at CBRadioLive.com. Use the hashtag BlameRob. Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio turns 11 p.m. Eastern to recap Extreme Rules. Follow the show on Twitter at WTR Sunday, Facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio. Monday night's Raw post show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. We'll have all the fallout from Extreme Rules. We'll be back next Thursday night for another edition of the Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern. Like I said, you can subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/WTRTheRack. Go to rackradioshow.com, listen to our interview from last week with the one and only Elijah Burke. You can follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Get us on the iTunes and Stitcher Rock Radio Show, or iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio, Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LANSWRD, and go to my website, segwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at Behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitter. And don't forget to check out our very fine sponsors, PWMania.com, TNAsylum.com, the haven for TNA fans, and Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211.
Hold on, before we go, I forgot one thing. I forgot my other plug.
Okay.
Remember, go to wildtalkradio.com every Tuesday or Wednesday and read Under the Raw Microscope as I review episodes of the Attitude Era. The first two episodes of Under the Raw Microscope are now available at wildtalkradio.com.
You good?
No, I forget that. It's a new plug. I gotta work it in somehow.
Okay. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on Wild Talk Radio, and we will see you next week. Bye.